It sounds great. Thanks to Almighty Allah for that, because you could say the names Imran Khan, Qadar, many others, Javed Miandad, I mean, those are the greats of Pakistan. But if I am at the top, I think that's really something I could not really think of, but it's really great to hear that, great to know that, and I'm really happy about that. I think overall, at the end, nothing is easy, but it looked easy at the end. But you could say that team really played well. Every individual just held on to his responsibility, and we just stuck to our basics. We performed really well the way we just were performing against Australia. So we just keep that momentum, keep those performances intact. And that was the key for us, that at the end it looked easy. But I think nothing is easy in life, and especially in cricket. I think one thing that could really give us confidence, even if we are batting second, because we really batted well in the second innings also. Once we had the lead in the first inning, still I think our batsmen played the spin, and especially that reverse swing, even in the second inning on the fourth day or on the third day, we played also well. So I think there should not be any problem for that. Maybe we should not get that sort of help in for the bowlers if you're bowling first, but still I think on these pitches, the way we are playing, the way our bowlers are just bowling, I think still we have a good chance. And in terms of batting, if you're batting well in second inning, I think in the third inning of the match, still if you are batting second, you could really do good, better. I think you should just take every game one by one, and it's really important to just get focused and think about the things you are doing right and the areas where you are lacking, just to improve that. We can do those things better. It's all about that. Just put everything at the right place. Put your performance, just combine your performance as a team, as individuals, and then I think you just get the desired results. I never believe that you just think of whitewashing or just thinking of the third game or whole series. I think we should just focus on the next game, how we're going to play it, what we are going to do, and just stick to our basic rules. Yeah, I think so. The kind of conditions we are getting, the world-renowned bowlers, world-class bowlers are struggling, but these youngsters are really just living up to the expectations of the team and me and the whole nation. And they're getting 20 wickets every game, so that's really big achievement on these tracks. Even you can't say that these are spinning tracks, so that's why we're getting wickets. I think our fast bowlers are really shaping in, and they are doing a wonderful job on the same pitches where the top class bowlers are struggling. I think when he really made debut for Pakistan, there was a lot of question marks on his performance, because he was just unable to take wickets on different occasions. But me as a captain and selectors and most of the guys around the team management thinks that he got that sort of zip in his bowling, consistently bowling over 140. And even in the nets, I mean, all the batsmen believe that he's the one who could really deceive you, who could really make it difficult for you. So we just kept on backing him, and I think he responded wonderfully well in these two series against Australia. He was really good, even on these dead wickets, where nothing for the fast bowlers. Even the bowler like Mitchell Johnson struggled here, but the kind of effort he's putting and now learning. Because the biggest question about his bowling was he wasn't able to take wickets, just produce deliveries, wicket-taking deliveries. But now he's doing that and he's improving that. So with that kind of pace and zip in his bowling, if he knows how to get batsmen out, I think it's really good for the team and for himself also.